Selena Zito for the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal. We're going to Scranton, Pennsylvania, North Washington Avenue, sometime in the early 20th century. Two families, one named Casey, one named Biden. Selena, a very good evening to you. The story of the Bidens and the Caseys now come full circle. Bob Casey running for re-election in the Keystone State, and Joseph Biden having announced to the nation within these last hours that he will step aside from his own campaign and end his more than 50-year career in Washington, following his roots and Bob Casey's roots in North Washington Avenue. Has Mr. Casey said anything about the sad parting of the possibility of serving again with Joe Biden, his North Washington Avenue family buddy? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. So Casey has not said anything about Biden leaving, at least, you know, as of this conversation. And, you know, and he was also silent for 5 days after the debate. So that's not unlike him. That is his modus operandi has always sort of been to stay outside of the hard questions and, you know, just like put his head down and keep campaigning. And to be honest, he's been quite successful at that since, I believe, 1996 when he first ran for statewide elected office. And he has come out robustly for Vice President Harris. He came out the day after, I believe, that she announced or that Biden endorsed her, and we saw this sort of rush by the Democrats in elected office to line up beside her, and Casey was one of them.
These are two Irish Catholic families from Pennsylvania. I'm familiar with the style and the joy of such things. There were a number of them on my block growing up in Narberth, Pennsylvania. And large families, lots of children, lots of opportunities to hang out with the large family. And there was reason to believe that the Caseys and the Bidens were sympathetic to each other. But certainly when Mr. Casey, you've noted, when Mr. Casey reached the Senate, Joe Biden, a veteran of the Senate, made room for him in important committees. So the two men have a personal relationship. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That relationship went back to when Casey was a young man, 18, 19, 20 years old. And his father is seeking election to, I think it was his third attempt to run for governor. Casey, his father, Bob Casey Sr., had been a statewide elected official before, had had a couple failed attempts at running for governor. But then James Carville and Paul Begala famously ran his election in the late 80s, and he became governor, and Biden would show up and endorse him. So their families have been intertwined forever and a day. And to your point, when Bob Casey Jr. became the U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, and Biden always called himself the third senator from Pennsylvania because he was always in my state, he made sure that Casey was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It's a very powerful position in a year where the Democrats had the majority in the U.S. Senate. And when the election day in 2020, and that relationship is carried on for the past 20 years. And on election day in 2020, Casey was with Biden as he did a drive-through in his hometown of Scranton, drove down North Washington Avenue with Casey in the car, and Casey asked him to stop and say hello to his mother, Ellen, who has since passed. She passed last year. But there's this famous interview I did with Casey about how nervous he became that his mother wasn't sort of perfectly coiffed, because that was something that was important to her, because he gave her such little notice that Biden was going to stop by. So their relationship has always been very intimate and very intertwined.
Here we are in 2024, Bob Casey running for re-election in the Keystone State, and with Mr. Biden at the top of the ticket, Mr. Casey looking handsomely, firmly ahead. You tell me anywhere between 1 to 5 points. Has the change from Biden to Harris, has that shown up yet in any polling or any opinion making in Pennsylvania?
No, it, there's not really much fresh polling yet. I think the dust has not settled in terms of Harris and the impact, not just in the state of Pennsylvania, but also if any there's any impact on Casey. Now, I suspect there will be. Fracking is hydraulic fracturing. The slang term is fracking. is a game changer in our state. Has been for the past 15 years. And in her own words, Vice President Harris has said on day one, if president, she would ban it. That doesn't just impact the hundreds of thousands of people that are directly employed in the hydraulic fracturing industry, as well as those downstream of it. It also impacts farmers whose farms in this state, well, the number one industry in our state, have been greatly benefited from the hydraulic fracturing industry because of the leases that for the wells on their properties.
The race between Casey and McCormick is critical, I understand, but the presidential race captures the top headlines. Harris' presence in the state, as I recall over these last months, was dutiful. Philadelphia County, Allegheny County, back and forth, back and forth. To your knowledge, has the Harris campaign ever left those two large state counties? Because you have made it very clear that you must go to Erie County to win Pennsylvania.
Yeah, absolutely. So while Allegheny County, which is where Pittsburgh is, and Philadelphia County, which is where Philadelphia is, are highly populated, highly Democrat registration counties, these counties will not, their universes, you know, only hit a certain max. You need other counties, these smaller counties, Erie, Northampton, Blair, Cambria, Beaver, Butler, to win the election. Josh Shapiro, John Fetterman, our governor and our U.S. senator, both Democrats, intuitively understood that. However, the Biden-Harris campaign has not recognized that and focused mainly on the big cities. I think Biden could have played a little bit better in the rural counties. I think Harris's challenge is going to be the same challenge that Hillary Clinton faced, in that there is a disconnect on world views. Now, people may say, oh, it's race. And I would argue, well, those voters voted for Barack Obama in 2008, those same people in those same counties. So it's a little disingenuous to say that they would not vote for a black woman for president.
Selena Zito, The Washington Examiner, The Wall Street Journal, The Keystone State. I'm John Bachman.